Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Having a great visit with our new friend, Ali Hashemian, who is a certified financial planner, the co-founder of Perfectus Financial. He's a certified financial planner, CFP, and other designations as well. He helps his clients manage their money in a way that maximizes the investment opportunity and the tax avoidance opportunity. And Ali, thanks for being here. You want to give us a website, please?
Is www.perfectusfinancial.com.
Perfectus.
Yep. Financial. Perfectus.
Perfectusfinancial.com. All right, so check that out, folks. And you're in the LA area, right?
That's correct, downtown Los Angeles.
So we're talking about how to avoid taxes in a legal way, and one of the last examples you gave us is called the Roth IRA, which is typically associated with young people, right?
Yes, although I like to tell clients, don't forget that you can always do conversions or partial conversions, which allows me to maybe do some tax avoidance strategies even later on in life.
Right. What are some other examples?
The health savings account is another opportunity.
Are HSAs still tell us where HSAs are with Obamacare in force now.
Sure. A health savings account is a type of investment account or registration that can be used by clients that have a high deductible health plan that is qualified as a HDHP or high deductible health plan by the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And what this allows us to do, and basically the concept here, is the government is saying to clients, if you are planning for your own medical expenses, right, we're going to give you significant tax advantages.
Mm-hmm.
This one is one of the few places where not only can we get tax-free earnings as long as we take out the money for qualified medical distribution,
mm-hmm.
but we also get a tax deduction for what we put into the
right.
account.
So it's like an IRA for healthcare.
That's exactly 100% right. And then a lot of times people do refer to it as the healthcare IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a great strategy because what many people don't know is we can take the money in those accounts and we can invest them. So we can put them in mutual funds and other types of investments that can grow the money. That money can grow tax-free, and you don't have to use it all in any given year. You can wait and keep letting it grow until later on in life when maybe your healthcare expenses might be higher.
Right, exactly. All right, so what's another example?
Another great example would be the cash value life insurance plan. If it's properly structured, client can put together a life insurance plan in which the assets in the life insurance plan are growing in a tax-deferred basis. And if that life insurance plan is properly structured, client can take out money while they're alive via what's called a policy loan tax.
Mm-hmm.
That is another tax avoidance strategy that is available under U.S. tax code and they're utilized by
All
clients.
Right. What's another example?
Another good example would be 529 plan, as long as the assets in those plans are used for qualified educational
expenses. Those are
expenses.
The educational ones, right.
Yep. A lot like the HSA plan, except for you can put in a lot more. You don't receive a tax deduction. And the money has to be used for educational expenses,
right.
Not medical expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the last ones is the, obviously, municipal bonds and the interest that they earn can be potentially taxed.
Are munis still a good investment?
I the only issue with municipal bonds, while they are tax avoidance strategy, our firm is under the belief that interest rates will be rising in the future, and
right.
with the inverse relationship of bonds and interest rates, a big fan of them from an investment standpoint. From a tax avoidance standpoint, they are one of those few things that avoid taxes.
What about, one of the classic ones is the Nuveen Bond Fund. I remember that.
There's a, and by the way, there are a number of different bond options, not just direct bond holdings, but funds, separate managed accounts, and a number of different ways for clients to have municipal bonds in their portfolio. As I mentioned, bonds in general are not our favorite option currently in clients' portfolios due to our instinct about a rising interest rate market.
Right. That's
again, when we're looking
dangerous.
At tax.
What about older folks? What about people who are, say, over 55 and they're moving off into the fourth quarter of their career? What do you recommend for those folks for tax avoidance?
Again, when it comes to avoiding future taxes, my primary things for those type of folks would be the cash value life insurance if their health is good enough to qualify for it.
Right.
And I'd like to tell clients to remember that people live longer and longer these days, that the insurance companies understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Roth IRA or Roth 401k, Roth 457, or Roth 403b.
So you recommend the Roth IRA even for senior citizens, so to speak.
That's right. I think, again, for a lot of those people, like you said, that are in their 50s or 60s, they may never see a lower tax rate than they're seeing today in their lifetime.
Right. You may be
and
right.
And so
about
this
that.
Might be the opportunity for them to diversify their taxes. As my father always said, it's probably just as important for clients to diversify their taxes as it is to diversify their investments,
because
return that they get in their investments is speculative. The money they take in taxes is real.
Perfectusfinancial.com is the website.
That's Aliyah, correct,
Shimeon, thank you for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.